Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way this morning. As we said, Pete Gray going to be joining us tomorrow, traveling back from Ohio. But, man, we're having a great time. Kevin Mattson in the studio today. We're talking fishing, talking fun. Big fish, small boats, long range, short range, whatever, man. We're having a great time. And
talking good times.
Yeah, Corey, having fun, man.
Absolutely. You want to give us a shout? Lines, the one line open right now. Yeah. They've been full the whole time. One line open. It's yours right now at 833-288-0973. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's. Didn't ask for a cooler trip.
Yeah, no doubt, man. A great opportunity to go fishing with Captain Taro and the boys. Some really good fishing going on right now. And, again, today's, I think, the first day of fishable weather, so we'll look forward to seeing those guys get back on the hunt and get that tuna corralled back up, and a great time and good fishing to be had and lots of fun. And with that, it's time for the Catch Report. Catch Report today, our fishdope.com report is sponsored by the Sato Line Winder Kit. It has everything you need but the plywood board and your drill. It's a super high-tech line winder that is comparable to line winders that go for up to $2,000 or more, all for under $300. It's your best value in a high-tech line winder. Get yours at the Longfin, Fisherman Lining Tackle, and other selected tackle stores. Let's start off our fishdope.com report with a man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Rick, Corey, Kevin.
Good day.
Well,
what's up?
I'm hoping everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I know we sure did. And even right in the middle of that crazy weather we had. But, you know, them cool temps and strong winds, it's kind of got that water temp dropping just a little bit, starting to look kind of like it might be winter, especially when you're looking up that low snow level on the mountains, man. Oh, my God. But, I think we still have a shot at that tuna fish. You know, there was so much of that stuff around. I'm kind of thinking that we're going to get some December tuna. There's guys looking around the east side of the Butterfly right now. There's a little temperature break there, so probably a worthy spot to be checking. And then the other area to keep an eye on is closer to home up here, right off the east end of Catalina. Prior to the weather, there was just an insane amount of bait in there, and those bluefin have been up and down on it for weeks now. So I'd seriously surprised if that stuff's taken off. And then also off the backside of the island, the dolphin schools have had that nicer great dolphin on it, and I know the water temperature's getting cool for that, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see a little bit of a sample come from there. But At the islands proper there, you know, I've been kind of surprised we haven't seen much signal on the sea bass yet. We usually do in November, but, you know, it's been kind of a strange year, so we'll see what happens there. Definitely some big yellows on the bait grounds, though. Those guys are pretty dependable here at this time of year, bigger fish, heavy tackle guys. And then I'm guessing we're looking at the tail end of the 2019 marlin season for sure. It was lackluster at best, even when it was supposed to be the middle of the season, just different year. And largely overshadowed by that deep drop swordfish fishery, which has been just great. We're getting it all figured out for our area here, and it's been really, really good for the guys putting in their time. Some of the recreational fleet is now up into double digits on these deep drop fish, which is just insane for sword fishing. But and it's fun stuff. But watch the weather, guys. We've got more coming, and then if you guys are out there poking around, there's just a huge amount of stuff floating from the runoff that we've had from the previous storms there. So
good advice out there on that, Mark.
Yeah, it's just a mess. I mean, I've seen houses floating. I've seen dead cows. It's just crazy stuff after these big rains. So, yeah, keep your eyes open. But anyway, get out and get some, guys. There's still a lot around.
I like it, man. Great call, Mark. Well, if somebody wants to keep in touch with what you got going on at Pacific Edge, buy the best bait tank on the planet, or any other great stuff you guys got going on, how do we find you, Mark?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And not sure what we're going to have for next week. You know, we got another series of storms coming, but get out there and catch them, guys.
I like it, man. Good call. I have a feeling there's going to be a swordfish and a tuna to be talked about by next week, till again. Mark, appreciate it. Great job, and we'll look forward to talking next week, buddy. Thanks a lot for that. If you want to keep up to date with all that great information like Mark had, Mark reports to Danny and the boys at FishDopeAll.com. You can save $20 off of a new FishDope.com membership by entering the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, keeps you up to date with the best of what's going on out there. And Corey, let's continue on with the catch report.
Let's do it. All the way from Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach down to Mission Bay. Good morning, Marcos, at Seaforth Sport Fishing.
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
Well, back in the office here, unfortunately, I don't have much of a count for this week. There's a, if you notice, a little bit of weather in the middle of the week there. Kind of wiped out that Tuesday. Well, we had some decent fishing Tuesday, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, nothing out there. The San Diego back on the islands today. They're going to take a look around, see what's there. And then those guys are throwing in a towel on the season, and they've got some boat work to do. They had an amazing season there on that full-day trip. Like I said, they're down there taking a look around, and who knows, if they find something, maybe we'll pull one of the other boats online. Keep fishing down there. Half-day trips back out. There's still been some great bottom fishing there. Check the website for the schedule up there. The tribute's out on a day and a half right now, looking around. Like I said, we're just kind of getting back on our feet here after that weather came through.
Sure.
We don't have much report, but hey, those guys are out there. We're still fishing. We've got trips and runs scheduled throughout the week here for those half days. We got 1 days and 2 days scheduled at least through the next week here. So seaforthlanding.com. Check out the schedule there. Got all those trips up there. You can make reservations online. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And starting the 7th, let me double-check that. Yeah, the 7th, that Saturday coming up here, we're going to be running whale-watching trips again. We've got a brand-new whale-watching boat down here, going to be out there running trips. So got people visiting, maybe just want to get out in the water but don't want to do some fishing, or some people that don't want to fish, definitely check that out. Those trips are on the website also. And we'd love to get you guys out there. I mean, we've got some beautiful weather today, and like I said, once that storm blew through, hopefully things kind of settle down here and we keep fishing, and let's see if we can fish through the whole year into the new year there.
I like it, man. Good call, Marcos. A great opportunity. We'll look forward to tomorrow. We have Captain Greg from the Aztec going to be joining us. We'll be talking fishing, talking Seaforth. Marcos, great report. I'm with you. I don't think that this thing is, I don't think the lady has sung yet. I think we got some time to go still.
Absolutely not. I hope you guys enjoyed your bluefin Thanksgiving there, and we'll talk to you next week, guys.
Oh, bluefin Christmas dinner, man.
Right?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
Marcos, appreciate it, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
That's what I call good times, and the catch report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fishman's Processing. Not only offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros to Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerked fish, spices and rubs, smoked cheeses, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location, or you can order online at fishmansprocessing.com. The spices and rubs are now available at Dana Landing on Mission Bay.
Good call, man.
Yeah.
Great job. I know those guys do everything right. Yeah, that's a fun spot to go down and score some spices and rubs before you know, come home for the trip, pick up your fish. And
so you can get the spices and rubs. You can get your Anza knife there.
Totally dialed. Well, the phones are packed, and everybody's excited to talk to Kevin. I'm going to sneak another one of mine in there. Kevin, I know that you are a Wahoo fanatic. Love that type of fishing on those long-range trips. Do you have a and this year in particular has been a great year. Lots of good Wahoo fishing to be had, both at the rocks and on the ridge. When you're going on a trip like that, do you have a game plan in mind as far as how you're planning on catching that fish, bait or jigs or bombs? Do you let the fish dictate what you do? You know, maybe for our listeners, kind of run through what goes through your mind when you're stepping on board your 8-day or your 10-day and getting ready to go do some Wahoo fishing.
Well, initially it's putting a couple on the boat. You know what I mean? So
first and foremost, get them.
First and foremost is catch a couple to eat, because I like eating them. So, you know, so I'm thinking bomb.
Okay.
And I'm partial to pink. I kind of like the colors in Wahoo. You know what I mean? So it seems like it's pink, it's green, maybe brass. I don't really get into the Raiders and other jigs. I know they bite them real good. But for me, the hookup ratio on that bomb's probably the best.
Sure.
And I like to straight tie them a lot of the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. No wire. Living dangerous.
Yeah, a little short leader of, you know, 60 or 80 pound, maybe 100 pound.
Of swivel floral mono,
floral,
doesn't
floral,
matter. Okay.
Floral, yeah, just a little short leader on it. Or if they get real fickle, you know, I'll drop down to straight 60.
Okay.
You know, and just I'll put a couple on the boat with the bomb.
Now, with that, I'm assuming you use a straight tie style bomb, or are you using a bomb that the line slides through the, you know, like a catchy tackle bomb would be a head that the line slides through and attaches to the hook,
yeah.
Or like the Jimmy bombs or JRIs, things like that, you tie to the front of the lead and the hook is attached to the back. Do you have a preference
more
that
like
way?
The JRI straight tie, or like the C4 jigs, like the C4 special.
Right.
You know, I'm partial to them.
Totally.
You know, super basic, just a sinker, skirt on it. And what we've been doing, too, is putting the aftermarket hooks on them, you know, those owner stinger hooks on it.
That's,
singles are so sharp, like you get a better hookup with that. You know, you don't have to sharpen them, touch them. And with that, you know, it's just, you know, like we talked about, tight drag, wind, keep it tight. And when you're bit, you see everybody kind of fumble. You know, and I tell guys, like, get your hand on the side of your reel, get it tucked into your arm, get your form right where you can wind into them. And I like it where the jig's coming in at a 45. You know, see the guys who walk over, drop the jig straight down. They don't get bit as good as the guy who casts off the side and fishes it at a 45.
And let that thing sink.
Let that thing sink.
You know, it's so easy to get so fired up, and guys are hooking them and drag screaming off the guy next to you, and the guy to your left is winding as fast as he can, and... You know, it's so easy to get so fired up to, you know, the jig hits the water and you just want to start turning the handle. But I think one thing with wahoo fishing, let that lure get down. Like you'd be, whether it's because they bite it that deep or like you're saying, they like that angle coming back, like letting that lure sink out is a big deal.
Yeah, 45, yeah.
Totally.
Another thing I like to do is when we're on the initial slide and we're bit, everybody throws out their jigs and everybody's all hyped up and everybody's winding as fast as they can and all the jigs are coming at the same. What I'll do is I'll wind mine in halfway and then I'll kick it out of gear. Mm-hmm.
Let it sink back out.
So all these guys pull their jigs out of the water, and I'm the only guy in the corner winding my jig in.
That sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Yeah. That's all right.
Especially
don't tell nobody.
Yeah. Especially those things you're like, you know, 4 or 5 and chase the lure back to the boat, didn't eat it, but now they're fired up. You know, it reminds you of like your calico bass you talked about where you're swimming around doing figure eights trying to eat something, and now you're the only guy coming right back through that zone with those fish that are fired up.
That's a pretty good deal right there. And, you know, I catch 4 or 5 on the bomb, then all of a sudden I'll go, you know, surface iron or something.
Yeah.
You know,
try and catch them an extra cool
way. Yeah, or spinnerbait, or just, you know, start throwing bass jigs at them and stuff.
That's cool.
You know?
Start throwing some glitter at them at that point.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I think that's a great call on the hooks, too. You know, it doesn't take a lot of hook to catch a wahoo. I swap all mine out for that Gamakatsu octopus fork. It's a sea bass hook.
That's a great hook, too.
The hook that we fish sea bass on is my favorite wahoo. It doesn't take a massive hook to be able to catch a wahoo, just something sharp and that gets into them. And they're not an easy fish to hook. You know, they got a real bony mouth and hard to get in. But that was a great tip about swapping, you know, that open eye sidewash is a really easy one to swap out with. That's a great call, man.
Yeah, we switched them out on the JRIs. They swim even better.
There you go.
And the thing is, when you put that single hook on, make sure the shank is facing down, the barb's facing down. Some guys are rigging them where the barb is facing upward, and it kind of throws off the action. I think when the jig's facing downward, it's got a better swim to it.
So the point of the hook facing downward.
The point of the hook facing downward.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like it, man. Hey, well, let's jump into the phones. Everybody's packed up. I know they're excited. And, you know, best part about that wahoo, too, is, you know, it's the... That wahoo, I always joke, you know, the shop, like, that's the most perfect fish ever. They bite a lure just fine. They bite it the funnest way. You know, you're winding your butt off as fast as you can turn the handle. They stop you dead in your tracks. Blistering fast run, which is cool. Then they pretty much give up. You wind them right back to the boat. They take another blistering rad run, and then they give up completely. You wind them right in, put a gaff in them, and throw them on the boat, and it's the best eating fish ever. You know, they're like the most perfect fish. They look cool. The photos are awesome. You catch them in rad places. Like, yeah, it's like that's just the coolest fish ever.
I dig it.
Corey, let's jump into the phones. They're packed 100% solid. Everybody's excited to talk to Kevin.
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce calling from Lemon Grove. Bruce, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. We appreciate you joining us.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Kevin, wanted to ask you, got the bass tournament coming up. You got any tips for the tournament coming up on how to fish?
I'm not much of a tournament guy. You know, I'm kind of fishing for a big fish most times. Where are you fishing at?
Obviously in San Diego Bay. That's
oh, okay.
Oh,
okay. Bay bass.
Yeah,
I was thinking
you're
more fresh. Yeah, exactly. I was thinking more freshwater bass. You're in the Big Bay?
Oh, yeah. We're in the Big Bay with 75 or 100 other boats.
Okay.
Just follow Dean and Brandon around.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Pre-fish.
Maybe bigger baits?
Yeah, you know, maybe bigger bait, but pre-fish. Figure out where the fish are at. Put your time in.
I'll tell you, Bruce, and it's not tournament-style fishing. It's not the whole thing, but I alluded to it earlier, is in the 80s. It was actually in the 90s with Kevin fishing San Diego Bay, fishing topwater and stuff, catching shortfin corvina now, which is kind of mainstream. But at that point in time, and this all has to do with San Diego Bay, that's why I bring it up, Bruce, but I had no idea, growing up in Southern California, that the grunion actually ran in the bay.
Ran in the bay.
Yeah. And that happens from Newport to Cabrillo up at San Pedro,
mm-hmm.
Newport Harbor and Huntington Harbor and Dana Point, all these little harbors up and down the our coast that the grunion actually run in the bay. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen, Bruce.
I'll throw one thing on there that Kev was talking about in pre-fish. And a savvy guy, when you're doing your pre-fishing and you hook that big fish, is just to, rather than just like high-fiving your buddy that you caught a, you know, 3-pounder, it is really put a little bit of thought into, you know, what caught you that one, you know, what the piece of ground that you were on, you know, were you on a specific type of structure? Were you in a specific depth? Were you in an edge of the channel? Like try and put the puzzle piece together, you know, mm-hmm. rather than just being stoked that you got them, just try to figure out the little idiosyncrasies that got you that one. And if you're pre-fishing a bunch, you can put those things together. You know, one trip, it could be a fluke as much as it could be a pattern, but two trips, it starts to be a thing. And if all of a sudden you can start to build that, you know, build that consistency and put them together, and just, if you can just get the puzzle pieces as to why you got it, that's the things that'll, you know, that'll hopefully turn those things on when you're on the tournament day.
And Rick, you and Doug Kern do very well every year too. So, I mean, that's not coming from any kind of a slouch either, you know. I mean, that it could be the size of the bait, it could be the speed, it could be the as simple as the color.
Totally. Yeah. Conditions are, you know, that the bay is such a unique fishery in that it, you know, the structure obviously is a somewhat constant, but the conditions change. I mean, every day there's two big sets of tide that roll through there all the time, and the fish react different, and they act different on an 8-foot tide than they do on a 3-foot tide, and they do different things during the slack, and they do different things when it's moving, and, you know.
And I bring up, Bruce, the whole grunion thing, because it's something that happens in our harbor that I never knew about. A lot of people have no clue, have no idea, and a lot of those big sand bass get south of the Coronado Bridge.
Sure.
And there's a lot of 6 to 8 pounders that are caught back in some skinny water way in the back.
Yeah, there's never going to be a better thing for big fish than lots of food. And, you know, and an influx of a bait fish that's running into the bay to spawn on a beach somewhere. Like, there's, you know, the fish don't steer far away from the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's all good stuff for sure.
It's multicolors, Bruce.
There it is. There's the key.
Multicolors or jerk baits. Throw the jerk bait. Don't be afraid to pick up the jerk bait. Some of my biggest
bass
has come on the jerk bait.
That's a good call, Bruce. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot. I hope you guys have a great trip when you go. Hey, with that, let's go live. We're going to talk to our buddy Captain Tim Ekstrom of the Royal Star. Tim, I know we're very excited. Our boys are leaving on the Let's Talk hookup trip today to Guadalupe Island to get in on some of this great fishing and some great opportunities to go fishing on the Royal Star coming up.
You guys, you had me mesmerized. I'm sitting here looking out over the most beautiful morning on San Diego Bay, and I was captivated by the grunion. I learned something new. I mean, just sitting here right now, I had no idea that, you know, I don't know why I didn't put it together, but grunion in the bay, sure, why not?
Yeah.
So, anyway, that said,
big time.
Guys, we have just, again, the most beautiful morning you could ever imagine for running down there to the island, Ricky. These guys are in fantastic shape. You know, that little bit of weather rolled through, and talk about perfect timing.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are leaving.
Yeah.
It's going to be flat, calm, gorgeous, and it looks like the weather at the island is going to be absolutely fantastic, and all that sign of that big fish. You know, very similar to last year, the fish, there was like a little lull in early November, you know, the first couple of weeks, and then it all that big fish that was incognito for at least a month rolled back in. Oh, my gosh. What incredible sign there. 80 to 120-pound fish. You know, we always joke about it, call it Clarion North, but it really is.
Yeah,
I mean,
there are
fish up to 150 pounds, 130 pounds, you know, and they're all mixed up and down there in the south end. And at this time of year, it gets out there off the edge. It's in the deep water. There's no, absolutely zero interaction with any kind of the you know, the big gray men out there, you know, no shark predation, no nothing. It's just clean, set the hook, swing, and it's going to be an 80 to 120 pounder.
So cool. We are so excited for the boys. Anxious to hear how it goes. And like you said, the the grade of the fish, it's just it's wild. And I know the last trip saw some great things, some big bait made its way back onto the boats a little bit, and you know, it's a little bit easier fishing, and it just we're really excited to see what our group of anglers on that beautiful boat make happen down at that island.
They're going to be in good shape, man. We just loaded bait, and it's the most beautiful, just perfect, you know, it's the Everingham Brothers Classic, just the most perfect load of bait you could ever imagine. That said, that last trip, you know, we had that small, like, hot, lively bait, and those big fish ate the daylights out of it, man.
Yeah,
you know,
the guys
had to adjust their hook size a little bit, but, man, it didn't matter. You know, it's a 3-inch sardine, and that 120-pounder, he went out of his way to slurp it down. So,
I dig it.
Hey, one other thing I wanted to add, I don't know if listeners have checked out our schedule. We reworked it a bit in December, and we actually threw a couple day and a half in there. You know, I that big bluefin that's outside, that school-sized bluefin, that school-sized yellowfin, I know the guys haven't been flying the water the last few days because of the weather. There's going to be some guys get out there for the weekend here now and during next week. I'm convinced we get a little coverage. You're going to get back on that fish. That stuff is just settled in. You know, what's it moved a total of about 30 or 40 miles in the last 3 months, you know, just kind of goes back and forth along the line. So we took a swing at it. We've got space in our schedule. We've got a day and a half. Next Saturday comes back Monday morning. The following weekend, we put one in Friday through Sunday, ideal. And then we threw another trip in there after Christmas, banking on these bluefin again, a 3-day that follows Christmas. It's December 27th, Friday through Monday, December 30th. Just absolutely perfect date. Capture the weekend. Doesn't interfere with the holidays. You'll still be back in time for the big New Year's party. So anyway, impromptu trips we threw in there. It's a great opportunity. And also, you know, because at the end of the year, things are winding down, fantastic pricing.
That's what I couldn't get over. I looked at the website, Tim. These are... Yeah, I mean they're almost like a dirty trick to get somebody hooked on the Royal Star and the way you guys do things. I mean, these are full. This day and a half trip would be like taking one day out of the middle of a 10-day trip. You know, full. You run the full crew, the full, you know, crazy food that you guys are known for, the impeccable fish handling that you guys are known for. You know, in a big fish arena potentially with that great bluefin that's at Guadalupe, and the price is fantastic, and the load is super super small. I'm not 100% sure how you guys are going to run those and make money, but I think as anglers we're pretty stoked about it.
You know, the idea is to promote the boat. You hit the nail right on the head. You know, if we can get some new anglers on there and introduce everybody to what we do and how we do it, we will and do run those trips exactly as you said, like a long range trip. You know, the full service, full Monty, you know, what we want to do is, again, get as many anglers out there we can introduce to our style of fishing and our brand. And, you know, whether we catch fish or not, we're going to treat everyone like kings and queens. And you know, you're going to walk off there as feeling as such. It's a win for everybody, you know what I mean? But, I feel pretty damn confident here that the way this fish has been, you know, the only challenge is going to be coverage. You know, it's
right.
Just a matter of how much ground you can cover, and the more boats out there, obviously, the bigger advantage it is, you know, getting back on them. But we got, we got our ears to the ground. We got our network of resources. Guys are going to be out there this week, and it looks like right now, it looks like the weather's going to cooperate, which that is the absolute number one thing. But, you know, regardless, again, those trips are on the schedule. We're ready to rock and hoping like heck we get some anglers on there new to Royal Star and go out there and show them a great time and catch a few fish while we're at it.
A great opportunity to take somebody on the boat that maybe is a fishing buddy of yours, maybe wife or girlfriend that, you know, is wanting to go. I mean, this is stateroom accommodations, two people to a room, fantastic food. I mean, a great way for a very low cost to introduce somebody to the sport that, you know, maybe you know and love. And like you say, that fish, I don't think, we've talked about it all year long. That fish, I don't think really goes anywhere. And the biggest thing is the food is still there. That fish is going to still be there. And I don't have any doubt in my mind that you guys are going to go on, though. And I think the people that pull the trigger are going to welcome themselves to a very limited load, awesome opportunity, and get in on some of that big bluefin fishing.
That's right. That last, you know, that last thing you said there, limited load, 24 is all we carry. You know, that's the most the boat sleeps. So, man, get out there, plenty of elbow room, beautiful boat, beautiful weather.
Sign me up,
all
buddy.
The above. Yes, sir.
We're all shaking our heads. Tim, appreciate it very much. One more time, if somebody who does want to take advantage of those spots, again, day and a half on December 7th, a day and a half on December 13th, and then that three-day trip, that's the one that's got me super fired up, December 27th, like you said, after Christmas but before New Year's, time when there's not much biz doing on anyways, a great opportunity. How does somebody book those spots?
Give us a jingle, 619-224-4764. Call Tracy or I. We'll be in the office and around. If you need help getting talked into it, I'm your guy. And either that or look at the website. You can book direct, RoyalStarSportFishing.com, right there on the online booking platform. Or, again, give us a call.
Right on, Tim. Great job. Appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to it. And let us know how those trips go, and we'll look forward to getting a wrap-up report next week from our Let's Talk Hookup trip down to the Loop. I'm sure those boys are in for a good one. Appreciate it, Tim. We'll talk to you real soon.
Yes, sir. Good morning, guys. Great
man,
show.
So much fun.
He's got me dreaming. Oh, my God.
He's got me dreaming about the three-day after Christmas, the 27th.
A great trip. Only 24 people, and, you know, all the foods included, all the meals included. Yeah, that's a really good one.
That sounds like a good time. Hey, good times ahead. We're going to have more with Kevin Mattson on Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels, from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon: king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right. Well, hey, we can both do it. Welcome back to Let's Talk Cookout.
So used to do it now. The show comes back.
Yeah.
Hey, having a great time, Corey. Yeah. I know grid fishing phones have been packed solid. It's been a great morning and lots of great information and lots of great fishing going down. And speaking of great fishing going down right now, we got Captain Frank Lopresti on the line right now. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Corey. It sounds like you guys are having a good time.
We are, buddy. And, you know, been talking about fishing and how fantastic Guadalupe has been. And I can't sit still right now getting ready to go fishing on board the Royal Polaris next week when the boat comes back, hopefully with another great load of fish. We're hopping on for our first Let's Talk hookup trip. And I'm so excited that the trip has really worked out the way, you know, you had said last year that the kind of prime time of Guadalupe has really shifted. In the old days, we always used to think of it, you know, the fall was the great time. And you said over a year ago that your favorite time to fish Guadalupe was now. It was November and December. And that's when you see a big grade of fish and then lack of shark to go along with it. And then, like you were calling your shot, here late November rolls around, and the island is producing the best that it has all year long with big ones and no shark issues. And, man, it's almost like you've been here before.
Well, that's correct, Rick. You're absolutely right about the best fishing of the year. You know, both the Shogun and the Royal Polaris came in yesterday with beautiful loads of fish. And there's a few 65, 70-pounders in it, but very few. Most of the fish were 90 to 130. On the Shogun, they had one, I believe, was right around 140. You know, it's just a gorgeous grade of fish, and it's just beautiful. And I got to tell you, I had some for dinner last night. It was phenomenal. And I talked to both Renee this morning, and I also talked to Jeff. They've got absolutely beautiful weather, no sea at all. The RP is going to get there about 11 this morning. And the Shogun will follow shortly afterwards. It's just excellent fishing. And the main reason why I called is, as you probably have already said, we've got openings on several trips. The Shogun has three spots open on the December 7th. And then the big one that somebody might want to jump on is December 14th. There's only 10 people on that trip, and it's definitely going.
Oh, so man, yeah.
If somebody wants to jump on that, they can. And if they want to fish with Rick Maxa and Brandon from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, they can still book on the Royal Polaris. I believe there's a half a dozen openings on that trip, leaving on the 7th.
We're really excited.
Openings on everything. So if anybody wants to get away for an excellent trip, you know, the other nice thing about fishing Guadalupe is every night it's like sleeping at home, man. It's just, you're in the lee of that island, and it's flat calm. It's just gorgeous, okay?
With as excited as we are about big tuna fishing, and nothing gets me more fired up than that, talking to both Renee and Paul yesterday when they brought the Shogun, and they were talking about the yellowtail, the lack of the fantastic yellowtail fishing and the lack of catching they did was incredible. Like, we had a great laugh in the shop. They were saying that the yellows were biting fantastic, and their biggest issue was keeping them attached, you know, that the fish were straightening hooks and getting into the rocks, and that everyone you caught was a true trophy-grade yellowtail. And, you know, Renee joked, he goes, there was just no point in us fishing there that long. The fish were so big, we couldn't hardly catch them. You know, we're so excited, Frank. Can't wait to be fishing on the Royal Polaris with your boys next week. And, man, it's a great opportunity to go. And this is a great time of year to sneak away, too. There's just usually not as much going on, a little bit of vacation time burned up. And I just think some great opportunities to come fish on a couple of great boats.
Yeah, it's just the perfect time of the year, you know. And if you don't go on the Royal Polaris or the Shogun, I'm sure there's some other boats that have some openings for those 7-day trips over to Guadalupe between now and January 1st. So, very good, Rick. It's just phenomenal. You know, I was talking to Anibo yesterday, who was on that trip with Gavin off the Pacific Queen, and Anibo, as you know, is the skipper on the Liberty. He said he hooked a half a dozen yellows and never landed one. So
that's crazy.
And he's no slouch.
Yeah, those guys know how to pull. That's pretty cool, buddy.
Yeah, they must have pulled awfully hard because he said he pulled the hooks on every one of them.
Well, we can't wait, buddy. We're really excited, Frank. We'll be keeping everybody up to date with what goes on during the trip. And, again, some great opportunities. And one more time, when was that trip? You said there was only 10 people signed up right now, but it's a definite go?
It leaves December 14th. returns December 21st, 7-day trip on the Shogun.
Oh, man, I'm all over
that. Bringing home some fresh Christmas meal. Yeah,
exactly.
I couldn't think of a better deal.
Frank, we sure appreciate it, buddy. If somebody wants to go, do they call the landing? Do we call the Shogun Royal Polaris office? How do we book our spots?
Well, Royal Polaris office is open all day today, and then we're open again Monday. And that's the best way to do it. You can either go to our website and book online on the website, Royal Polaris or ShogunSportFishing.com. Or if you're calling today, you can call 619-226-8030. Katie's here in the office. Glad to take your call.
Awesome. Great, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate that very much, man. I'm pumped up.
I can't wait to get to go fishing. Going on that trip and bringing that fish back, going to Fishman's Processing, getting it perfectly packaged.
Oh.
Couldn't make a better gift for all your buddies,
man.
You know,
we'll be giving away for Christmas this year. I'm a hoarder of that thing.
I'll give you my name and number.
Yeah, that fresh Guadalupe yellowfin is pretty hard to beat. Corey, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Every single phone we have is standing by to talk to Kev. Let's jump into it.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Bob. Bob calling from Lakeside this morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Bob.
What's up, Bob?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Bob. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, buddy. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Been following you for years, Kevin, all the way. I mean, I've kind of watched Jake grow up while following you on Facebook for all these years.
Oh, yeah.
And was always amazed by all the pictures that you have all the way from, you know, all of your tropical fishing, your bass fishing, your bay fishing, and your long-range fishing. Out of all those fish, my favorite picture was you in the water with that arapaima, but I was wondering what's your favorite fish.
Good question.
My favorite fish overall to fish for? Is that what you're asking? It comes and goes. You know, I mean, I like the arapaima because that was a more of a challenge fish. You know, that was another thing, almost like sea bass fishing, where you had to be quiet in the boat.
What is an arapaima?
That's that big air breathing. Almost like a gar, what's over in Guyana.
Guyana.
And
in the river.
In the river, yeah. And Steve Yatomi, who runs Adventure Travel Alliance, mm-hmm. went with me on that particular run to get the picture that he took from the chase boat in the water with the arapaima.
Which is crazy. You're in the water with this, I don't know, 300, 400, however big it is.
Yeah freshwater river fish that is wild looking, big, like bobbed tail, you know, straight out of the Amazon creature book. And they get to how big?
Oh, I had one last year for probably 500 pounds.
This is in the river?
Yeah.
Wild.
Big ones.
Eating topwater?
Eating the glider.
They come subsurface.
They come up and breathe like a tarpon. So when they come up and breathe, what you do is, like, you get up on the bow and you just don't move. You just stand there with the jig hanging off the end of your rod, and you just wait.
Silent.
And nobody's moving.
Okay.
Like the guy's
breathing.
The guy's got his paddle in his hand. He's looking at you, and you're just drifting across these lagoons. And then it'll come up and breathe. And then they just look at me like, make the cast.
Here you go. You're up.
It could be in front of you. It could be behind you. It could be, so you're doing an offhanded cast and forehands and backhanded flips. And like, and if you make that perfect cast and land it 5 feet off the end of his nose and let it sink down and give it that snap right off the end of his nose, you get him.
Wow.
So, I mean, for them, it's just making the perfect cast. Yeah. And then the same thing like wahoo fishing, keeping it tight. They come up, they tail walk. You know, guys are trying to pull on them. They break. A lot of guys bust them off.
Sure, here's the challenge of a 300-pound fish, but you're having to fish it with gear that you can cast a lure on. You know,
freshwater bass.
Yeah, you don't get to cast a 50-wide.
Yeah, I was throwing my standard swim bait rod, my 790 Phoenix, you know, with my Okuma on there with 80-pound. And the thing is, you hook them and you just let them pull the boat.
Okay.
So you just kind of hold on. And it's kind of crazy.
The
craziest part is when they go, okay, they have this like Caribbean dialect over there. They speak English. Hey, man, you ready to jump in the water, Kevin? Okay, cool. You know, let's get the rod. Let's get in the water. And, dude, these guys have been catching piranha on a bare hook.
Right next to you.
All day long. So the one guy would just be kind of paddling along. The other guy's joking around with his hand line he throws out. And he's catching these piranha for his family to eat, you know, and it's just full speed on the piranha, and then you jump in the water. That's no worries, no problem.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. And then we had this big black caiman, because they have these big caiman. You know, I didn't realize caiman got to be 12, 13 feet long. They're big. And, you know, there's always this gross exaggeration with, like, rattlesnakes or something. People go, yeah, man, I got this 6-foot rattlesnake, and it chased me. Dude, these caiman were literally 10 to 12 feet bigger.
Oh, my God.
And, dude, they they take people in the village. Like, people can get eaten by caiman down there.
They lose family members.
Yeah, they do.
Wow.
And when this one, we jumped in with, it wasn't that arapaima, it was a different one. This one comes across the lagoon. It's like the biggest one in this lagoon. I mean, certain big ones own a lagoon. And this thing comes across. It's like 12.
Lost.
Yeah, and
it's
told,
territory.
Dude, I told the guide, I said, man, could that thing take us? Oh yeah, Kevin, he'll take you, and you won't come back. I go, oh yeah, I mean, I realize that, but you know, and you want to take the pictures? Yeah, you know what? I'm in the water. I'll go with you guys. Let's go. Yeah,
they're going. You're going.
You're going. So I mean, the arapaima are cool. The pyar over there were cool. Peacock bass. As far as my favorite fish, man, it goes back and forth.
Yeah.
I like calico bass too. And I don't know. Just wahoo fishing's cool. I mean.
Get to the point where you just start to geek out on
just,
something so much
whatever
it takes
I'm fishing,
over.
Whatever I'm fishing for.
I like
that's
a great answer.
Yeah, it's whatever you're fishing for.
Bob, great question, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, good one for sure. Let's talk to Sam. Sam calling from Irvine this morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Sam.
Good morning, guys. Great show. Like hearing about the exotic places. My question's a little less exotic. I didn't go fishing with a bunch of novice fishermen this year, and they're asking me what we're doing next year. And I'm not a big swim bait guy, so, you know, if I take people out and we go, like, off of Newport, you know, where they park, or off of Dana Point and anchor up off the Kelp or maybe Catalina, would you fish a swim bait there? And what would you fish if you were going to throw lures instead of just bait fish?
Good questions.
I'm kind of just a lure guy most times. Like, the only time I put a bait on really ever is, like, tuna fishing. Like long-range fishing, the 16-day fishing salamis and stuff like that, I dig that too. But like local bass and stuff, I'll throw a swimmer all the time. You know, just kind of figuring out where they're at, where they're at in the water column. You know, most times if you're drifting the kelp, I like to drift down the alleys and throw the swim bait at them, the weedless bait or, you know, Corey's slug. But sometimes when you're in the anchor, you know, I'll just pull out the lead head. Fish it off the bottom, you know, make a cast off the corner and sink it in the corner and bounce it off the bottom.
Lead-headed swim bait.
Yeah.
It's a great question, you know, when Sam's talking about taking a bunch of guys, maybe don't do it a lot, Corey. Of all the baits that you make swim bait-wise, if you could put your finger on the best bite-getter, maybe not the best trophy 10-pounder lure, but the best thing to throw for getting bites and seeing action for somebody to do it, what would you fish in the MC line?
It'd have to be the 5-inch swim bait. Honestly, it's the most durable, most, you know, it'll hold up forever and until you get the tail bit off, right? But, you know, your scenario, Sam, like a 1-ounce lead head, you can cover the water column down to 60 feet of water and that kind of thing, and have half of them rigged up with baitfish colors and the other half with orange belly, dark, you know, darker colors, red glitter, that kind of thing. And you'll catch everything from sea bass to calico bass, sand bass. Those hard bottom areas hold sculpin, you know, shallow water rockfish.
That's the beauty of an MC swim bait is it you know, rigged right, it looks alive. There's no doubt about it. You see that thing swim in the water, it looks alive. And anything that would eat a bait fish potentially will eat an MC swim bait. You know,
it's a great artificial, like, starter, the 5-inch swim bait. I mean, that's how Kevin could probably tell you too, Rick, probably yourself. I mean, that was your kind of my first intro.
That was the go-to.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
That's all there was.
A 5-inch.
Yeah.
And drifting through the kelp and potholing, and potholing meaning you're casting in little potholes in front of you. And that's really how it all started 30-plus years ago.
That's cool.
You know? Good times.
Sam, appreciate the phone call, buddy. Good luck when you guys make it out. I'm sure you'll be getting into them for sure.
Yeah.
Good next, Corey.
A good one for sure. Let's talk to Don. Don calling from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome.
What's up, Don?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, I was kind of reflecting on this year's yellowfin tuna, and, you know, being kind of a picky bite and had to use smaller hooks. And I seem to have better luck in setting the hook with a hook that had a little bit longer shank, like a fly liner versus just a standard live bait hook. And I was curious, what's your guys' thoughts on shank length for fishing with live bait hooks?
Interesting. I don't know. What do you think, Rick? Like, what the shop, you know? Like,
yeah. I can't say that I have put a ton of thought into that hook, you know, like I get exactly what you're saying. A fly liner, if you line it up next to a Gorilla Light, you know, the same gauge of wire, but one a little shorter, one a little longer. And I'm just never gonna give an answer that I don't know. And I'll tell you that always. If I don't know, I just don't, and I'm not sure. I don't know the best way to answer that. I I think that I like your idea and this light line fishing. I'm a circle hook guy for sure when we're bluefin fishing and things like that. But I think the circle hooks probably cost guys some fish this year in that, you know, we had small bait.
And very small circle hooks.
You got it, man. Yeah. And it's one thing if you're trying to pin a bait through the nose. That's not the most difficult. But if you're trying to shoulder hook a bait or butt hook a bait or something like that, and you're trying to use a number four circle hook,
tiny,
the amount that you have to manipulate that bait to get a hook into it and then to make your cast on a bait that, let's face it, this year was a little smaller than we're used to fishing, where a J-hook, you know, super easily, you know, you're handling that bait almost nil, you're sliding a little piece of wire through there. I think a lot of those cases, the J-hook was the better way to fish this year than really having to manipulate that bait a lot to get the hook where you wanted it to
go. But then with that, there's a flip of the coin, okay, so you're using a J-hook, a light line, you have a very good chance of hooking that fish down the throat.
You do.
And
well, there's no hook set, right?
That's it,
even when you're fishing the J-hook, like I fish them light wire ones, I just put it in gear and I fish it like a circle. I hook them in the corner.
That's the best advice. If you've treated that thing as if it were a circle, you get your bite, point your rod at the fish, put it in the gear. You know, don't let it eat it forever. I mean, we all know, you know, when the bite happens, you know, and the bait was small this year, so you didn't have to wait till line was peeling off the reel. You know, you felt the bait go, you felt your line jump, you know, you felt that sardine hit the back of their throat, put it in the gear, point the rod at the fish, start turning the handle until the line's coming off the reel. And
That's a good one, Rick.
A true 9 times out of 10, that J-hook will wind up right into the right spot.
Seems like that thinner wire fly liner is just for a better swimmer. You know what I mean? Like, I like them for just a little tiny hook,
mm-hmm.
yellowfin, and be able to cast it, too. Nose hook them off the corner, right where he's throwing the chum. Sure. You know, don't even have to follow it around. Hits the water in your bit.
That's a great call.
That's a good one.
I wish I could answer your question better about what the length of the shank of the hook does a different, Don. I don't, but I know that you're in the right ballpark, buddy, and we appreciate the phone call very much.
And definitely some good stuff. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
G'day, folks. Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want, a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Penn. We have the best Penn has to offer, including International VISX, Fathom 2-Speed, Torque 2-Speed, Fathom Star Drag, and so much more. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Penn saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Hookup! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network today. Like it happens, you know, sometimes we don't get to all the callers. We left the lines absolutely lit up. Doug from Montebello was on hold. He won the full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Appreciate that. Couldn't be more stoked than to join Taro.
Yeah, no doubt. You're going to have a great time. The boat is awesome, super comfy, great food, great accommodations. We're stoked for you, Doug. Congratulations on the trip. We look forward to hearing how it goes. Kevin, what an awesome show. It's crazy that 2 hours to me can go by that fast. You know, it just doesn't seem possible. Man, we had a great time enjoying talking fishing with you. And if somebody wants to keep up with all the things that you're doing, I know you go on a lot of trips. You do a lot of long-range trips. You do the, you know, the big trips to Guyana and things like that. If somebody wants to go fishing with you, keep up on, you know, you and the gear that you're using, all that kind of stuff, what's the best way for somebody to do it?
Well, you can follow me on Insta, you know, at Kevin double underscore Mattson, M-A-T-T-S-O-N. Check me out on there.
I would highly recommend a guy jumping on one of the, you know, I know you host a lot of trips for different tackle manufacturers. You work closely with Phoenix and Akuma and things like that.
Yeah.
And I know you have an opportunity to go, and I would highly recommend somebody jumping on with you. It was clear today for 2 hours. You're a very open book. You love sharing the info you got. And I just think that if a guy's looking to go on a trip, you'd be the type of guy, both by tackle and information. You're always very willing to give it all out.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we dug having you, man. I hope you come back and join us. And we hope you come back and join us again. Another great show coming for you tomorrow. Captain Greg Gowett from the Aztec out of C4 Sport Fishing. We're going to be talking Big Tune and more. Hey, we're going to be joining you tomorrow. Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Big thanks to Brian and Adam and Kevin for keeping us rolling.